lives and in this place. We look forward to all that you have in store, and we surrender to you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said in agreement, amen. Amen.
If you would please rise and join us in worship together this morning. Just one more time together with us really reflecting on what that means when we're singing there is power in the blood. Okay, this isn't just, I don't know, when we're singing these words, like think about if you were telling this truth to someone or declaring it to God, right? There, you wouldn't just say like, yeah, there's power in the blood. You'd be like, there is power in the blood of Jesus. Like, it's incredible, and it's amazing, and it's the best news ever. I mean, we're going to go on to sing The Great I Am, and looking at the bridge here, it says, the mountains shake before you. The demons run and flee at the mention of your name, King of Majesty. There's no power in hell, nothing that can stand before the power and the presence of the Great I Am. These are powerful words. I mean, think of like the darkest thing that you have experienced in your life that you have seen or even that you just know about exists on the earth. That doesn't even come close to comparing to the power of the blood of Jesus. So let's sing that chorus just one more time together, all right?
Yeah.
Father God, you are holy, you are mighty, you are above all. Lord, we can place our trust and our faith in you. We can stand firm in your name, Jesus, because of who you are, because of the power in your name and in your blood, Lord. We can declare that it is well, Lord, with our souls, no matter what we're facing in this life, Jesus. If we have you in us, then we cannot be shaken. And so, Lord, we rest upon your promises and your truths this morning, Lord, reassured that it is well.
Quaked before, moved.
as we go into this next song, I'm going to give a little bit of a backstory. These are words that the Lord has actually given to me through a time of understanding sanctification, my dependence on Him, you know, all of these things. And just like a half hour ago, I was sitting down and I was like, I don't understand how like it is well, like, I don't know, transitions into this song. Because usually like I'm really listening to what the Lord is saying, like how the songs, you know, fit together, why He's given us these songs for this week. And only just like a half hour ago did it click. But in John 15, you know, when He's talking about abiding and how we need to abide in the Lord, and that's where fruit comes from, and all of this, well, He kind of starts with this, well, you've already been made clean, right? So this concept, it starts from understanding that it is well with our souls, that there is power in the blood of Jesus to save us, that we can rest assured in that, and that from there, we just want more of Him. Not to be earning His favor, not to just be doing things right, but because He has made us well, we can rest assured in that and lean deeper into Him, closer to Him. So that understanding of being well because of Him is where these next words are coming from. That has to come first, okay?
My soul.
So even in response to that song, if you would be so led as just to hold out your hands before the Lord as I would pray for us, just as a sign I'm hungry, I'm empty, I'm desperate for you. And so, Father, we come to you in need, in desperate need of you. We come to you really with open hands, with nothing, because you're our everything. You're the one, as we seek your face, you're the one who speaks, you're the one who feeds us, you're the one who restores our soul, you're the one who does the impossible, you're the one who is our everything, Jesus. And so by your Spirit, Jesus, I pray that you would, with open hands and with open arms on our part, that you would come and you would open our eyes that we might see your glory, that you would open our ears that we might hear the whispers of your Spirit, even that it may be loud screams to us if we're in places where our ears, where it's hard to hear from you these days. Father, that you would come by your Spirit through the ministry of Jesus, and that you would restore souls, and that you would do and give hope for the impossible to be done. We are desperate, we are hungry, we need you. And even more than all the things that we need you to do, what we need most of all is we need you. So as we look into your word, I pray that we might find you. You said that you will be found when we seek you with all our heart. You're not a God who desires to run away from us. You're a God who is near, who desires to reveal yourself. So we welcome you to reveal yourself to each of us here in the sanctuary, in this building, watching online in Children's Church this morning, that you would meet us here. Reveal yourself. We desire you. We're desperate. We're hungry. We're longing for you. It's with that deep confidence that you do meet us when we seek. You do speak. You desire to speak. We say, Holy Spirit, speak. We're listening. In Jesus' name, amen.